I wouldn't be jealous.
Mm-hmm. What?
I wouldn't be jealous of that person.
Okay. All right, we're going to turn to some other things now. Inside the cherry, there's a part that you don't eat. What would you call that?
The seed. I call it seed sometimes.
Okay.
Because it's the kernel.
What about inside of a peach? Would you call that the same thing, or do you have a different?
Yeah, peach seed.
Okay. There's a kind of peach that you have to cut that seed out. It doesn't just come out easily. You know what kind of peach you call that?
What we always call them was the clear-seeded peaches.
Is that the kind where the seed came out easy?
Uh-huh.
What about the other kind? The kind where it wouldn't come out very easily. Did you have a term for that?
Well, anyway, they're the pickling peach, but honestly, I can't recall ever call it.
Okay, what about the part of an apple that you throw away?
Core.
Okay. When you cut up the apples or peaches and dry them, what do you call them? Did you have a term for that?
Dried apples
just
or dried peaches. Sun-dried.
Okay. Peanuts. Do you have any special names for peanuts? You call them anything besides just peanuts?
We used to call them goobers all the time.
Gene's daddy, he never calls them peanuts. I don't guess I've ever heard him call them peanuts.
We make a candy. We say, take sorghum syrup and goobers. That was good candy.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a candy bar about like that now. You have a lot of, I think here, a nut it grows and it's got a green kind of husk on the outside, and you let it dry and it turns black and you scrape that off and then you break it. What kind of nut is that?
Walnut, black walnut.
Okay. You know, any other kind of nuts? Hickory nuts. Other nuts that grow in this area?
And pecans.
Okay. What about the flat? I don't think we grow them much around here, but they're kind of flat and they're oval shaped. I know we get them a lot of times around Christmas time to eat them.
Chestnuts?
Well, these are kind of flat and they look kind of oblong, about like that. And you break it, you have to crack, that's what the shell looks like. You crack it open and that's what it looks like.
We used to call those nuts knicker toes.
Knicker toes, yeah, that's Brazil nuts. And then there's another one, it's a different kind, it's a different color. How about that?
Almonds.
You like almonds?
Well, I'm not real fond of them.
Okay. Now there's, we're going to get into some various kinds of fruits and vegetables and such as that for a couple of pages. So I have to mark the pages as I go, make sure we've covered them. Okay, there's a kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple. It's got a thin skin on it, about like a lemon. Same kind of fruit as a lemon, but it's a different color. It's bigger.
Lime.
All right, lime.
Lemon.
Even bigger than that, and it's more more common. It's a citrus fruit, but it's more common.
Orange,
right. Okay, if you went to the orange tree and you were going to pick your bushel basket of oranges, but there weren't any more, what would you say? You're just going to make a comment.
They're all gone.
All right, what's all gone?
Oranges.
Okay.